Good morning, Mincha Maariv. This evening will be at 4:15. There will also be late Maariv at 9:15. Check the sign-ups, please. Thank you very much. We now continue again with our almost completion of Halacha Aleph, which is again the summary of the history of what unfolded around the time of Hanukkah. We noted yesterday that there was a pursuit of oil, and for 8 days, the miracle lasted, presumably because we had to kick in after the 8th day. Because of this, because the light lasted for 8 days, because of the fact the light lasted for 8 days, that's why the sages designated that time of year, Chanukah, as a celebration, a time of joy and thanksgiving. And I guess this is the question I would ask is, we've now come to the end of the description of what unfolded, which was there was a military triumph where an empire was beaten by a small rabble of rebels. Number two, we had independence. There were kings enthroned in Israel. We had self-autonomy. Number three, the oil lasted for 8 days. How many people do you think saw the menorah? If Israel, ancient Judea, was filled with Jews, how many people probably saw that miracle? Not that many. How big and dramatic do you think it was? Probably not that dramatic. The lights lasted longer. There weren't fireworks in the sky. There wasn't lightning bolts coming down to ignite it. People lit candles and they lasted longer than they should. And there have been critics of Hanukkah as a festival, not particularly friends of Israel, who have criticized it, saying the Greeks were the greatest civilization that had ever lived, and a small group of Jews had some oil that lasted some days, and they make a big celebration out of it. And without, of course, giving credence to that kind of antagonism, I think it's worth asking, after having said that there was a military triumph, which was a dramatic win in front of the nation, that we had self-autonomy and independence, something we haven't had from that time until 1948, and the candles lasted for 8 days, why is it the oil that triggers the celebration? Why is it that miracle that says, of Al Canaan, because the candles lasted for 8 days, so we celebrate? You wouldn't have celebrated a triumph, you wouldn't have celebrated self-autonomy. And it strikes me, there are two possible answers against the accusation that it's petty or small-minded, narrow-casting what was the miracle. One answer is that, yeah, in Jewish life, we recognize that sometimes it's the small things that we need to celebrate, that the big triumphant wins are not what we celebrate, because that can go either way. But it's the small things, God's attention to the details in our lives that not many people see, that we recognize that is our celebration, number one. Number two, maybe it's not the small things we celebrate, but what do we celebrate? That which is unmitigated goodness. Triumph in war is a good, but it involved death. People died on the battlefront. Having self-autonomy is a good, but having someone in power means that there are people with less power. It's not unmitigated. It's not unadulterated good. Having oil that lasts for 8 days, spreading light through the temple, there's no downside. Say again?
That's the key.
Oh, okay, so also that it's at the core of religious life. So I guess answer number three is that winning a war is basically a secular triumph. Having power and in a palace is also a relatively secular triumph, but the temple being reinstated is unmitigated goodness. It is the core of our ritual life, our sacred life, and we should try to celebrate, number one, the small things that go in our favor, number two, the good things that go in our favor, and number three, the things that hit the core of our religious lives.